You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. I'm Joy.
And this is Claire.
This is episode 9.
Wow. That's a lot of episodes.
That's a lot of episodes. I can't believe you guys are still listening.
I can't believe we've been doing this for 9 weeks. It feels like it's like, that feels like, when you say 9 weeks, that feels like a long time.
It does feel like a long time.
Like, one of us could be a quarter of the way through growing a baby right now.
Yeah. Definitely not going to happen.
Just, you know, for perspective. I'm not planning on it anytime soon, but, you know, just in perspective. You'd have a quarter-ready child in there, and I would, yeah.
That's a good benchmark. That's a weird way to think about it. It's been fun. It's flown by, and I'm loving all the comments from people and saying that they really like us, and Yay. It makes me feel loved.
I like it when people like us.
I like it, too. I have a surprise for you, since this is our 9th episode, which really isn't a... You know, it's not like 10th or 20th or 50th, but I'm going to...
Maybe we should just go for like, you know, every 9th
every episode. Every 9th episode will be the most exciting episode. Okay, ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
I hope I don't get like...
I don't know what she's about to say, guys. This isn't just a surprise for you. It's also a surprise for me.
I hope I don't get copyright lawyers coming after me, but this is just a taste.
Oh my God. I do. That's amazing. I'm really excited that you just played that. Have you guys been listening to this song? This the new Katy Perry song? Because Joy and I have just taken to texting each other, which is the word roar. It's so cheesy, but so, I so love it.
The other day, Claire was driving, and she's like, have you heard the new Katy Perry song? I'm like, yeah, of course, and it's amazing. And so that now, every time I hear it, I just have to text her, or I just wrote on her Facebook page the other day, I was just like, rawr! And she's like, I've been listening to it on repeat ever since, and it makes me want to do kettlebell swings. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if it makes me want to do kettlebell swings, but
well, and then I was at CrossFit, and I got in the car, and I like turned on my car from CrossFit, and that song was on, and I was like, it's meant to be.
Yeah, it's meant to be. I always think about, like, those songs we would absolutely love to wad to, but people would probably poke their eyes out if we played that. That's during. True. So, I don't know if you guys have, some of you that may read my blog have, there's a post about the music that we have at our CrossFit gym, where TJ put up, like, a site where we can add music to our...
On Spotify.
Yeah, on Spotify, so we can add our own playlist and whatever. So, I'm always adding songs to our playlist, and he'll play it during our class, and... There's been so many times where I'm like going through songs like, yeah, no, I don't think people really want to hear that Britney song, but I would love it so much.
I just put them on there.
Yeah. Do you?
Like the 5, just go for it? Like 5, 6, 7 p.m. playlist.
Yeah.
It definitely has Footloose on there. Maybe twice.
Well, I'm sure TJ loves you for that.
Well, and everyone's like, all right, Claire put this on there. And I'm like, heck yeah, I did. And I'm not embarrassed to want to wad to Footloose.
You're comfortable with that. See, I get, everyone gives me shit
if there's a song. Oh, I get shit.
See, people give me crap if I put a song on and then they're like, Joy, did you put this on there? I'm like, no, because Andrew does most of like the gangster rap. And
yeah, he's so gangster.
So how was your week, Claire? Let's check in.
I bought new jeans.
Claire has amazing new jeans. Okay. They're so cute.
So you guys, first of all, I feel really good. A lot of people have messaged us saying that this happens to them too, that their jeans are out in the crotch, and I'm so glad because when I told Joy that, she was like, what?
See.
And now I feel like I'm not alone and I'm not just like it's crazy.
It's good. But
crotch rubby girl.
You're crotch rubby girl, but this is the funny thing too, is I feel so left out, like, and I feel kind of annoying because I don't pee when I double under and my crotch doesn't
rub.
Yeah. That sounds weird.
That's a weird way to say that. Let's not call it that.
Let's not call it that. Whoopsie. Ooh, moving on. So, I'm kind of feeling left out of these clubs.
Well, maybe you should just wear jeans more often. Because you don't really wear jeans that much, do you?
I don't. I don't.
Yeah. Because can you wear jeans to work?
Nope. That's too jeans bad. Fridays. We have jeans Fridays.
Casual Fridays.
Casual Fridays.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I, on the other hand, work at my dad's house, and I, like, 90% of the time I show up, my boss is still in her pajamas. I get there, and she's like, oh, okay, I'm going to go get dressed. And then she comes back down and, like... God, running shorts and a tank top. I'm like, okay, that works.
I wonder what it would be like to have a job like that, where you just like kind of roll out of bed and go and just dress however. But then sometimes I feel like I'd miss dressing up.
Yeah, that's the thing, is like I never, like that's like a big motivator behind me never showering. Or like I never feel like I get ready. Like I can just go. And like if I showed up ready, like one time I wore a skirt and they were like, wow, you're so fancy. And I was like, it was a maxi skirt, which I saw this thing on Pinterest the other day, which I love, where it was like, people always say that, you know, like when you wear a maxi skirt, like they think you're like trying to dress up, but really everybody knows that maxi skirts are just crotchless yoga pants.
Yeah.
It's true. So true. Yeah. It's like a soft little blanket
you wear. Oh, it totally is. I have a pair of like kind of flowy pants. They're like, it's like a maxi skirt, but they're pants. So they're just like flowy. And I have worn the crap out of those pants because it is. It's like kind of trying to get away with like yoga pants at work, but they're like flowy enough that they're not.
They're kind of, yeah.
So I would like a job where I don't have to dress up. Actually, no. I kind of like it, but there's days where I'm like, I wish I just didn't have to.
Yeah, I get wish. All fancy. Yeah, I would. There's got to be a happy medium. I wish you could like this. Well, I'm like, I could wear whatever I want. Like, I could show up in a prom dress, but I'm not motivated.
You could show up in a prom dress.
I could. I mean, like that's what, like I could wear whatever I want.
I think you should wear that pink prom dress.
That thing is the best thing ever. Mm-hmm. Yep. Anyway, but yeah, so I got these jeans. And they're J. Crew, like we talked about, you know, loving J. Crew jeans. I love them at least. And I went in, and usually the ones I get are matchstick, which are like kind of skinny but straight leg. And they didn't have them my size, so I had to get the toothpick, which are skinny but tapered. So they're like legit skinny jeans.
Yeah.
And so I decided my goal, and I was sitting there and I was like, really? Like, I almost am a little bit embarrassed that my jeans are so small. And I think that most women would be like, oh, I'm such a small size, like this is awesome. And I'm like, but I just want my butt to get bigger so I can squat more.
Yeah.
So my goal is to outgrow these jeans, not by getting like fat, but by getting a big butt. My goal is to have my butt outgrow these jeans before they rip in the crotch.
Yeah.
So we'll see how it goes.
I call it CrossFit butt.
Yeah. CrossFit booty. I would like to grow one before these jeans give out. CrossFit booty. Which will take probably approximately 8 to 12 months.
I think you could do it. I think that's a good goal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
So there you have it. But I really like them, and they're cute, and I'm really glad to have a pair of jeans in my life again.
Yeah, they look really good on you.
Yeah, thanks.
Was this inspired by the move?
Well, my other one's broke. I only had one pair.
Oh, you only had one pair?
Yeah.
Oh.
I only have one pair at a time.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and so they just, you one pair at a time.
And I wear them. Mostly because, not necessarily because I, you know, it's not like a thing. It's just like, once I buy a pair that I like, another pair?
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Okay.
There you have it.
Good deal.
But I did also hear about a new company that's making jeans specifically for, not specifically for CrossFit women necessarily, but specifically for like athletic women who, you know, have a big butt and big thighs, but a small waist. And it is called, let me pull it up real quick. It's called Coca Bang. So COCABANG. And their website, it says like, who wears Coca Bang? And it says CrossFit athletes. Not bodybuilders, CrossFit athletes, fitness competitors, physique models, naturally muscular and athletic women. And like, they're basically what we've been talking about. Like, why doesn't somebody make a pair of jeans that will fit your butt and still be like for a narrow waist? And now they make them. So I don't know. They're a brand new company. Maybe we can like get them to send us a sample or something.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Because you have a better CrossFit booty than I do. But
yeah, it could be like the challenges. Yeah. If you can provide a pair of jeans for me that fit, I will buy them.
Yeah. And I don't know how much they even cost. Like, their website is pretty minimal.
But like I said, I really love the Levi's jeans. So I'd be curious to see how much different they
would
be
totally.
And how much they cost.
It says fashion behind your armor.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
Claire, I know how much you hate the whole, am I going to get bulky if I do CrossFit? And I swear every single day someone types a search term in to get to my blog that says, will I get big if I do CrossFit? I kid you not, almost every day. Or big thighs, CrossFit, and I don't know if people are coming to look at pictures. Sometimes I get questionable searches that lead me to believe people are looking at naked girls. But
I really still want to know what the person who Googled Rich Froning booty shorts to get to our site, what they were looking for.
I know. Oh, Rich Froning.
Awkward.
We posted a great photo of him yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
I woke up and I was like, oh, that's a great start to my day.
You know, I don't think Rich Froning is my favorite. I mean, obviously, that was just daggers. I said that Joy was looking down and she looked up at me like, what
did I had you to, just say? I had to stifle my reaction for a moment because I was like, I can't believe she just said that.
Again. No, I don't think he is. Who would my favorite be?
I think it's just because he looks like, I shouldn't say weird, but he like wears weird stuff and I wear weird stuff.
You think Rich Froning wears weird stuff?
Doesn't he wear like weird, he wears like weird headbands. He's always like wearing.
Oh, he wears a headband. Well, I don't know if it's
necessarily. I don't know. He just always has flair. He does.
You do have flair. That's true. I don't know. Now I'm wondering who my favorite would be. I really like Lucas Parker because I love his beard.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to squeeze it. Kind of.
Squeeze his beard.
Yeah.
You want to see if something pops out of that beard?
It can happen. Yeah, exactly. You see if he's like, what he's keeping in there that makes him so strong. Who else do I really like? I mean, Jason Kalipa, obviously, but
yeah.
I don't think he's my favorite either. I'm going to have to think about this.
We should do a ranking.
We should.
We could do a ranking of like...
of like the top 10 yeah, finishers or something.
For sure.
Maybe we should do that like a poll on Facebook.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea.
Yeah.
You know who I do kind of like? Asia Bartow, the really tall one. He's like 6'5" or something. I think he's like literally like 6'4". And so I'm always like, Brandon, look, tall guys can be good at CrossFit. But this guy is, he's also very like, one of those guys who like, if you were to stand next to him, you'd be like, I feel like a toddler. Like, because he's not lanky, but he's, like, 6'4", and, like, but he's not, like, you know, a linebacker. Yeah. He's just very, like,
anyway. Yeah.
He's intense. He's intense.
Yeah, I felt, okay, so do we want to talk about the Fossil Games really quick?
Oh, yeah, sure. Because
I, that was, when you said tall and lanky, I was like, yeah, I kind of had that experience at the Fossil Games of being, like, the tall, lanky girl. And wondering, like, could, I think on some level we always wonder how good we could get
if we
just like quit our jobs and worked out all day.
Yep.
And there is a part of me that wonders, is there a certain ideal body type for CrossFit?
You know, Brian and I talk about that all the time.
Do you? Yeah.
Because he's tall and lanky and I'm like short and petite.
Yeah.
And we're like, no matter what we did, could we ever get to the point where we would be competitive just based on our body type? And we always talk about how we think that it's only a matter of time before the CrossFit Games starts having weight classes. Because, like, you know, if you look, the women's division, I think, is a little, there's a much bigger spread.
Yeah.
You know, you look at Talina Fortunato, you look at Lindsay Valenzuela, polar opposite body types.
Right.
But, you know, they tend to be very competitive with each other because they have, you know, different strengths. But if you look at the men, the men's body type is, like, 5'10 to 6 feet tall, like, 190 to 205. If you're not within those parameters, you are not, I mean, like, not to say, you know, like, there are a lot of people in the games who aren't that, but, like, if you're not in those parameters, you're probably not going to make it to the podium. You know, like, maybe, like, 190 to 215. Mm-hmm. I think Jason Kleep always is kind of, is heavy, but he's enormous also.
Right.
But it's just, like, I think because, you know, they say, like, it's a, you know, you're supposed to be able to, like, be ready for anything. It's like, okay, well, ready for anything, except you know that they're not going to program a half marathon, you know, run. Although they did program a half marathon row. But, you know, like, they're, you know, they're not
going to... Didn't they have to run a marathon last year?
It was a triathlon.
Oh, a triathlon.
Yeah.
But...
It was a 10K, I think.
Oh, I thought it was, like, a full.
Mm-mm, oh. No. That would take him forever.
So easy.
But, like, you know they're not going to program, like, I don't know. It's just, like, the things that they do program still definitely favor, especially for men, that body type. Because, like, they're small enough that they still are fast and still have, like, efficient bodyweight movements, but they're big enough that they can, you know, overhead squat 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And power clean it into an overhead squat.
Right. So it was interesting because we didn't get to check in on the Fossil Games last week because of Cassie being here, but it was last Saturday. And it was a really cool experience for my first really official competition. There was a lot more people than I anticipated.
It was huge.
Way more people than I anticipated. So we get there, and the first WOD was, I don't even remember what it was. It was just kind of a series of movements of, like,
kind of
burpees, shoulder to overhead, snatches, double unders, slosh pipe, which I've never used a slosh pipe before.
Explain what that is.
So it's almost like a huge PVC pipe with, I don't know if it's water or sand or something. I don't even know what's in it because we don't have them at our gym. But it almost just looks like a barbell and you have to, but it's PVC and really big. So it's awkward to grab and you just have to, we had to just go from to the ground to overhead. So it was ground to overhead with the slosh pipe. And so as a team, we each had to do like 10 each of those movements.
But so as you're picking up, the weight is like redistributing itself.
It's so it's really awkward. And then so because I have very large man hands, I told everyone that I would take on that task. And I was like, okay, this is difficult.
Yeah, because like even TJ had a hard time.
Yeah, TJ's like, I have tiny hands. You go ahead and do that. And so I did that piece. But it was a really cool... it was a really fun day. They really, really designed the workouts to make it so no one got hurt and people weren't too tired. And it's just, I think they did a really good job with it. But I noticed all the other women there that were really, really good, kind of were more petite. So it did kind of feel odd to kind of look around and be like, well, I wonder if my body type really is at a point where I don't know if I would ever advance that much anyway, just out of time and commitment of like how much you put into it is what you're going to get out of it. But it was just interesting to watch. But I did see a girl there who had shoulders exactly like mine. And I almost wanted to go up to her and be like, can we take a picture together? Because
I know that's funny. Cause like, I feel like I look at you and think like that you could get to that level because of your body type, because like you're tall enough that, you know, certain that like that would make things, you know, like climbing things, like for example, like I was talking about Asia Bartow in the legless rope climb workout, he literally had like two poles and then was at the top of the rope, whereas like, you know, everyone else, and so like you do have some advantage of that, but you're not so tall that like ground overheads become ridiculous, you know, because how tall are you?
5'8"
Yeah, that's not so tall.
So that's just an interesting thing I think about. I think we all kind of dream, all of us that do CrossFit. Totally. There's always
like,
that.
Yeah, there's like that thing in the back of your mind of like,
I wonder
what if I could. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, quitting your job and like you said at the games where you're like, it really inspired you to just want to quit your job and move on and just do CrossFit all day.
Yeah.
So, but it was a really cool thing to just be around people who do it at the same level that you do. And that girl with the shoulders, I think she was from CrossFit, Front Range CrossFit.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Now she's like my new BFF. I was like stalking her all day. I'm like, TJ, look, she has shoulders like mine. She's one of me. I mean, you guys, I know I joke about my shoulders a lot, but I'm not kidding. They're large. They are so large and in charge.
Did I tell you about the thing that happened at the rowing tent at the CrossFit Games?
No.
With my narrow shoulders?
No.
This, you would have laughed.
At the CrossFit Games?
Yeah. So there was a rowing, you know, there's like CrossFit rowing.
Yeah.
And they had a tent, and there was, like, some woman there, the woman who's, like, you know, runs CrossFit rowing. And so we went up, and, you know, she was kind of, like, giving, like, one-on-one rowing, you know, critiques. So I started rowing, and she was, like, you know, it looks really good, except that your shoulders are slouching forward when you, like, you know, at the front of your pull, I guess. I was, you know, like, when I'm bringing, when I push,
forward,
when I'm going forward. And so instead of, like, sitting, you know, like, with a good posture the whole time with my shoulders back, which apparently is what you're supposed to do, I was letting my shoulders kind of curl forward and hunch. And so she said, okay, well, I'm going to just take a resistance band and kind of like put it around your shoulders like a, you know, like a little vest, and it'll hold your shoulders back.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, she put it around my shoulders and it was too big.
Oh, geez. It just fell right off.
It just fell right off. And she goes, I've never seen that happen before. I was like, thank you.
You're just so petite, Claire.
So she had to tie a knot. And
I wonder what, we should measure our chests someday. Just like,
or like,
well, what is your chest width?
Oh,
you,
gosh.
Because you've had to do, like...
Oh, like for my wedding dress?
Yeah.
It was just 32.
32. That's right. I remember that. Yeah, mine's 36 and a half, I think.
Okay.
With zero boobs.
No,
so that's just all ribs.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so when I was at JQ last night, I went to Victoria's Secret.
Yeah.
And I tried, and I was like, I'm determined to get, like, a cute bra. Like, all I own is Lulu. I was like, yeah. I'm determined. Mm-hmm. So I find... They have one bra in the whole store that they sold in AA. It was too big. And I took it in, and I was trying it on, and
well, at least they weren't like, is that, like, a B?
Double A, is that like B? So I went in and
A plus A equals B,
yeah,
you guys.
Obviously, no.
What?
So I had one double A, and I went in, and it, not only was it a double A, but it was like, basically like, it was a water bra, like a straight up water bra. And so
water bra, like it had water things in it.
Like it was like, if I were to have worn it with a shirt on, it would have made me look like I had like a C cup. Like this thing was...
Because it had like those things in it,
yeah,
or
it was
whatever.
Like it was supposed to be like a major, major push up.
Okay.
Well, if you don't have anything to push up, it's not going to help you.
Yeah.
So,
it's just air.
Right, it's just air.
Yeah, I know. It was like a big gap of nothing.
Right.
Yeah.
So I put it on and the lady like knocks. She's like, how's it going in there? And I was like, And she was like, well, let me check it out. Because, you know, like they like want to give you a bra fitting or whatever. I was like, all right, sure. So she came in and she looks at me and she goes, what size is that? I was like, it's a double A. She goes, oh.
Can't go anywhere from here.
Yeah, exactly. I was like, yeah, I know. And she's like, well, maybe you're like a 30. And I was like, no, it's not the way, like, it's not the band size.
Yeah.
But she was like, you know, I think looking at you, like, you might be a 30. Oh, you know, we sell those online. I was like, awesome. Thank you for trying to make me feel better.
Oh, jeez.
It was really funny. She was kind of like, oh.
Well, then.
It's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine with
that. The hunt for the perfect bra.
Also a problem, yes.
Yeah. So,
thank God for
what were we talking about?
We were talking about jeans, Fossil Games.
Yeah, so Fossil Games, what were we talking about? We were talking about...
How?
Oh, you were talking about rowing.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
There was a rowing wad.
There was a rowing wad. It was
a floater wad.
And this is the funny thing, is Thor was on our team, and you guys probably saw the video.
Yes.
That... What?
I told Thor yesterday, I saw him yesterday morning, and I was like, Thor, you have a fan club. And he was like, what? And I was like, everybody on our podcast loves you. And he was like, great, just what I need, more stalkers. And I was like, what? He goes, why do you think I don't have a Facebook? And I was like, oh my God.
Thor, He's so quiet. I cannot imagine him saying that. No, that's it was really funny. Like,
yeah, it was hilarious.
Why do you think I don't have a Facebook? Oh, Thor. The funny thing is he's so quiet so that you like would never think.
And then
that
he says something and you're like,
whoa, he talks. Anyway. He's so great. So he was like the leader on our team where mm-hmm. he was like strategizing the entire day. Mm-hmm. So in this workout, Joy, you're going to do this. And TJ, you're going to do this. So it was like, it was kind of funny because I was nervous, but I don't know what was going on with me that day. I showed up and I think it was just like, there were so many people. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get there and do what I had to do. So yeah. I couldn't concentrate on like the strategy part. I was like, just tell me what I have to do. But yeah, so Thor was the one that was kind of like, this is what you're doing and these are the movements and then we'll blah, blah, blah. So there's a floater wad that was a rowing. I have no idea what we were supposed to do. I just said, how long am I supposed to row right. and tell me what, like how fast I'm supposed to
so
row.
So I think basically it was, so you had four people on your team, right?
Four people on our team. I think the first 2 minutes you had to develop, or I think it was either the first minute or the first 2 minutes you had to do the fastest split.
Okay.
And then after that, it was like how much you could row within 10 minutes.
Right, so it was like a 10-minute hour, but you had to switch people every minute.
Every minute. So every minute we had to jump off and jump on. So that was really, really tough. Yeah. I almost, speaking of anxiety, at one point, Claire was there. Claire and Brandon came to watch. And
we brought cowbells.
Cowbells. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Brandon. He is so freaking adorable. We have I can't three even stand cowbells. It. I can't even stand it. I was like doing, I think it was the first one. No, it was the deadlift ladder. Uh-huh. And I was like walking from station to station. I just see Brandon on the side with his little cowbell.
He's and
like,
he had a foam hand.
Oh my God. He's so cute. I just love him so much. He just cracks me up, that man. He cracks me up.
Anyway, yeah. Okay. He's pretty great. So if you could have one word to describe Brandon, it would just be friendly. He's just like the friendliest person ever.
And I know it's like not funny to anyone who doesn't know him, so I'm just gonna go ahead and have a moment.
You just have to come to Denver.
Yeah, you guys gotta come meet us. So the cowbell was a nice touch. So Claire came to watch, and during the row, I rowed so hard that I, when I get to a point where there's too many people around, and I'm working really, really hard and I can't catch my breath, it'll turn into kind of like a panic attack. That hasn't happened in so long that it kind of freaked me out even more.
Yeah.
So after the first, I think it was the first or second minute that
it was
Was it? Mm-hmm. That I rode, I just hopped off. I laid on the ground for a second, but there's so many people around because there was like four rowers
all together. And everybody's all their teams. Yeah, are like all their teams are
like crowding around, like in your face. And I got on the ground and I tried to catch my breath. Even talking about it, I'm like, I can't breathe. Yeah. And I freaked out. I thought, because in my mind, I'm thinking, oh, in about 2 minutes, I'm going to have to get back on this rower and I need to recover. So if I don't freaking recover, I'm going to freak out when I get back on.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to breathe, grab some water, and I could not catch my breath. And I looked at Claire and I was like, panic attack. I was like doing this like movement to her, and she's like, what? And then I finally like got myself together, but it was scary.
Then Andrew goes, did she just ask you whether or not you were taking pictures? And I was like, yes, Andrew. Joy's worried. Joy's sitting there being like, wait, did you get a picture of that? You got a picture, right? But I did get a picture. But that was unrelated.
She did get a picture. That's the last thing I was worried about because I was like, I'm more or less going to pass out here and I'm freaking out. But
other than that.
We pushed through it.
And you guys came in eighth, right?
Yeah, we came in eighth. I think there was 34 teams. That's awesome. We did eighth. Yeah, I was really proud of us. So it was a really cool experience. I think the one takeaway for you guys that do competitions or if you're doing your first competition is to be prepared to not feel prepared. Because
I think we're for the crowds. I think like at our gym, especially like our gym is physically so small that like the classes are capped at 8. So like at any given time, you're only working on 7 other people.
Yeah. So I think the main thing was to be prepared to just feel out of your realm. And I think that, you know, for example, when I was doing the shoulder to overhead, they had it set up. I mean, the littlest things made a huge difference. Mm-hmm. And I was kicking myself because I'm like, oh, this isn't my home gym. You have to be prepared for like the little tiny tweaks that make your workout so different. So like the shoulder to overhead, they had these platforms, like it was like a soccer field. So it was grass, but then they had those, whatever, like the gym floor, the turf, the gym turf, the black platforms with bars on it. Well, when I went to do my shoulder overhead, I grabbed the bar and I would just set myself up on the grass instead of stepping onto the black thing. Mm-hmm. Well, by the 10th rep, I was like wobbly because it was on grass instead of, I'm like, I should have just stepped on the black thing. And I was kicking myself over that because it totally, I probably wasted a couple seconds, like, you know, doing that because I was like wobbly and I could have knocked out 10 easily. So I was like, and then when I went over to do the double unders, the same thing where it's like, I could knock out a ton of double unders linked, but I only had to do 30 double unders for that wad, and I stopped twice because I was, like,
on the wrong,
on the wrong turf, or I don't know what it was. So it's, like, things like that where you just have to factor in that you aren't, you may not do the exact thing that you're going to do at your home gym.
Right, you're not in your element.
Not in your element.
Well, it's, like, when we did that thing at Arvada High School, they only had men's bars. So they only had 45-pound bars or, you know, 22-kilogram bars. And that, and like they're a little bit wider, and I think that made a big difference. And I like remember being like, this is like oddly disorienting for my body to like have to, you know, grab this slightly wider bar.
Right.
But so we have two more competitions coming up that that we're so the September 28th is the Girls Gone RX competition, and that is a fundraiser for Barbells for Boobs, which if you guys aren't familiar with that, it's a nonprofit that does raises money to provide mammograms through, you know, health clinics and things like that to people who would otherwise be unable to afford them. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And so we are actually fundraising for that. So if you guys are interested in helping us out, we would really, really love, you know, if you guys just want to donate $5, that would totally make a big difference. Yeah. And so we will have the link to that on our Facebook. We'll be posting that kind of intermittently for the next couple weeks. So if you feel motivated to, you know, the money doesn't go to us, obviously it goes to Barbells for Boobs. So, check that out. And then there's one the following week, which is called the Benchmark
Brawl.
I keep wanting to say Throwdown for some reason. And it's just three benchmark workouts. And that's all we know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know, do you know if it's like girls and heroes or if it's just girls?
I have no idea. Is it chicks only?
No.
Oh, it's, okay.
Yeah. The one on September 28th is chicks only.
Okay.
And also, you get a prize in the girls one for the best pink costumes.
Yep.
So we need some ideas.
Yeah, we would love suggestions because I would love to be all decked out and win that costume contest.
Oh, absolutely. I'm like, we might not win the wads, but like we can totally win the costume contest and maybe even the fundraiser.
Maybe even the fundraiser, because I think whoever wins or raises the most money, you get
something. You get a prize of some kind. Yeah, and you just, you know, get to be a badass.
Yeah.
But I have some ideas for the costume contest, but, you know, just in case someone else is listening that's doing that competition, I don't want to
We don't want to let out our secret. Yeah. Then,
yeah. But I have a couple ideas, but I'm like, I don't know if I could wad in that. Like, my first idea was that you could all dress up like giant boobs. And then I was like, I don't think I could wad in a costume that made me look like a giant boob. That would be hard.
That would be really weird. Yeah. That would be, I don't know. I don't even know what that would look like, Claire. Yeah. How would you do that?
I don't know. I'm not putting that in. So the logistics are still working themselves out.
I'm still working the details out. I don't really know.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. So it'll be Claire and I and this other girl, Beth, and then the Benchmark Brawl. I have no idea what the workouts are going to be. I signed up for RX and I'm really worried about it.
I think it'll be fine. For modified, and even so, like on the website, it said like, you know, an example of modified would be Fran with 45 pounds and then a band. I'm like, I can do Fran RX.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me like 15 minutes, but I can still do it.
Yeah.
And so that made me feel, it was like, I don't know, made me feel a little bit better. Maybe I feel better though, because I'm signed up for
modified. I'm a little nervous about it. There's a part of me that's like, can I back out? Can I do the regular, can I do modified?
You can do it. That's fine. Yeah, you know that if you did modified, they would say what it is and you'd be like, I could do that RX. I should have done modified.
I know. I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, you'll be pissed.
Yeah.
But that's me. There are a lot of people from our gym doing it.
Actually. Oh, the benchmark?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Like you, me, Whitney, Lindsay. I don't know whether or not TJ is. Brandon. I think that might be. I think there's somebody else doing it.
I think it'll be really good. So it's like competition season for us.
Seriously.
We're like getting into it.
It's fun.
What else was I going to say? I think that's it. So the fossil games were good. The fossil games were definitely didn't make me feel old.
That's good.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah.
Like 30 to 40 and then 40 plus, right, were the age groups?
30 to 39.
And then they had the kids CrossFit, like during sort of like the lunch break.
Oh, yeah.
They had like, the kids CrossFit. It was so cute.
It was adorable.
They had like one for kids 5 and under. And they had to, like, jump over, you know, they had, like, the boxes set up. They had to climb over the boxes, and then they had hula hoops. They had to, like, jump through the hula hoops. And one of the women who came from our gym to cheer, Jessica, has this little girl who's 3. And when she was jumping through the hula hoops, she was doing this, like, little, like, ballerina thing.
Oh, so cute. It was
freaking the cutest thing. She's so cute.
I love her. I love her so much. Yeah, I bought a hula hoop this week.
Why?
I have no idea. I was at Target. That's
the most random thing I've ever heard.
Well, I was at Target on Friday, and my work had a office picnic, and I was just, like, getting some things for the picnic to bring.
Clearly.
And I walked through the kids department, or the toy section, and I was like, there's the hula hoops just called to me. I'm like, I need a hula hoop. And I didn't even bring it to the picnic. I just put it in my office because I was like, I just need to, like, have something to remind me to have fun.
You just need your own hula hoop.
My work has been too stressful. So I'm like, I just need to, like, bust out in the hallway and start hula hooping.
That's so funny.
Isn't that right?
We had a hula hoop, but it was because we were trying to teach Luna agility. And so for a little while there, she would jump through the hula hoop. And then pretty soon she figured out she could just crawl under it. And we were well, that had to be the purpose. Luna. That's hilarious, though. I'm so bad at hula hooping. Are you good at it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's funny. I guess I can see that.
It's the dancer.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not very good at hula hooping.
I love it. That's okay, so let's talk about, our goals. Let's check in on our goals.
Okay. So if you guys read our blog post last week, we both set some goals and some pretty big ones, I think.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah, so let's see. My goals were to get a 100-pound snatch, to get a 100-pound snatch by the end of the year, a muscle up by the end of the year. There are some other things in there.
Are you pulling? I'm looking it up. Hold on. Keep talking. La, 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 la.
So I'm working on the muscle up thing. I don't have a ring dip yet. So I'm like, okay, step one, get a ring dip.
Just a regular.
A regular ring dip. So, like, I was telling you I guess it was on Thursday. Was that the day with that hero wad, or was it Friday? I think it was Thursday.
The one that I got a black eye?
Yeah. So Joy texts me. Oh, my gosh. So this wad was, what was it called? Bulgur? And it was like, I didn't do it. You tell me what it was. I don't remember what it was.
Oh, geez. It was 150-meter run, 7.
But 9 rounds, right?
10 rounds.
10 rounds.
150-meter run, it was like 7. 7 chest to bar pull-ups, 7...
power cleans, right?
Power clean or squat cleans.
Squat cleans.
And
handstand push-ups.
Handstand push-ups. So
then Joy texts me in the morning and she's like, I have a black eye from the handstand push-ups. And I was like, what? She sends me a text like, legit, it looked like she had been punched.
Yeah, I sent her a photo because Claire goes, if you don't take a picture.
Didn't happen.
Picture never happened. So I sent her a photo of my eye, which it literally had just broken blood vessels all around my eyeball.
That's crazy.
And totally, yeah. For, like, 3 days it was like that just because of all the... I don't know if it was, like, the grunting or the pushing from being upside down. But it's funny because I've noticed in the past, like, 2 months, there'd be times when I'd, like, be getting ready for work. I'm like, why are there, like, little dots around my eyes? And I thought it was because I was, like, scrubbing my face too hard or, like, too hot of water. And then when this wad happened, I'm like, oh, my gosh, it was from all the handstand push-ups because I would just stay upside down.
Yeah.
And I would just hold my kip when I was tired. And then that's I would just funny. Be like, whoo, and like push myself up as hard as I could. And
so you're with one ab mat, right?
One ab mat.
I'm catching up to you, Joy. You better not let me catch you on these handstand pushups.
I am kind of a wuss when it comes to handstand pushups. Why? Like, I want. Well, I've yet to do the RX because I'm just being a wuss.
Why?
I don't know. It's the same thing with my freaking 60-pound deadlift.
That's fair. Yeah, you should have 60-pound deadlift PR. And so, everyone was like, you sandbag yourself.
And TJ's like, yeah, never again.
Yeah.
We're going to amp this game up. So I've been kind of like,
well, I tried a non-modified handstand push-up yesterday. And I didn't, so you know how you do like ab mat bar or plate? Yep. I didn't do that. I just did it on the ground and I didn't make it. And I just dropped onto my head on the ground. And I was like, well, that hurt.
The other thing, and I'm totally not making excuses, but the other thing is I'm like, well, if I'm going to do 10 rounds of this.
Oh, no, totally. But have you ever tried?
Yes. Probably a couple months ago I tried it and I was like, and we're not up. It was like halfway up. Yeah. So
probably do it.
There's weird things that you would think I'd be good at that I'm not good at.
Yeah.
There's weird, weird things that I'm like, I can't even get up there. Anyway, so yeah, that wad was...
Maybe that should be one of your goals.
Pretty brutal. Yeah.
By the end of the year, do an RX handstand push-up wad.
Okay. I need to change one of my goals, by the way. So yours are body weight clean and jerk by January 1st.
Okay.
100 pounds.
So right now I'm at 105, so I need to go up to 120.
Okay.
100-pound snatch. So I told TJ that yesterday. So I've been going in a lot in the mornings. I go in like for, at 7, from the 7:30 like advanced class. I work on snatching. And I was like, by the way, did you see that I want to get a 100-pound snatch? And he's like, well, what's your snatch now? I said 75. He's like, that's a pretty big jump. I was like, it's going to happen, TJ. It's going to happen. I can, you know. But because I have a 110-pound overhead squat.
Yeah.
So like technically I can stand up with 100 pounds.
I get scared when I do snatches.
Yeah, it's
scary. I get scared. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. And I think it was the day before the Fossil Games, I went to the WOD and it was just me and TJ. And because everyone was like ditching because they wanted to save themselves for the Fossil Games. And so it was just like a snatch clinic with TJ and I. And it was kind of cool though, because TJ is amazing at snatches. So I was like, I felt really lucky to have like this one-on-one. But then, but I get so scared.
I know, it's scary. Okay, I fall over all the time too. And so finally I'm just like, I just have to suck it. I'm like, and I fall and it doesn't sound that bad. It's like, you know, like it bruises the ego, but like, like, you know, if you, if I bail, it's not going to be the end of the world.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So what are my other goals?
Your muscle up by January 1st. Have completed the CISSN cert.
Oh, yeah. So you know, do you know what that is?
No.
It's like, oh, shoot, what is that acronym stands for? International something of sports nutrition.
Okay.
So it's like a nutrition certification.
Yeah.
And TJ and I are doing it.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
They sent the books. He ordered the books, and they only sent one. And he was like, he texted me. He's like, do you have that order verification email still? Like, they only sent one. I need to call them. And I was like, wait, you weren't just planning on reading it aloud to me every night? He's like, we would have to rearrange our relationship a little bit if that were to happen. I was like, I think Lindsay and Brandon would be totally fine with
it. Totally okay. You can read to me.
I was like, I do really good voices. My Hagrid voice is just fantastic.
We could tell stories.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
And then finish writing your ebook.
Yeah, so I mean, write an ebook, because I get a lot of folks who email me and are like, hey, you know, and like just friends who are like, you know, I see that you started a blog. It looks like a lot of fun. Like, how did you do that? So I'm going to write a little ebook about like, because the answer is kind of always the same. Like, where do I, you know, to like, where do I start?
Yeah.
So I'm going to write a little ebook about that. And then I was wanting to write an actual book about surviving your 20s, because nobody tells you how like crappy your 20s are going to be. You think I'm out of college and I'm so, I can do whatever I want and I'm going to have freedom. And then you're like, this is terrible.
How old are you again? You're 25. Okay. So I'm 10 years older than you.
I'm in like the
vortex. You're in the throes of 20s.
The return of Saturn or whatever.
Totally. Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks. Being in your 20s is not as like carefree and fun as you think it's going to be.
No, when I turn 30.
You're broke and have no idea what you want to do with your life.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think you have these ideas that once you're out of college, like, life is going to be...
like, fall into place, and you're going to, like...
so easy.
No.
When I turned 30, I remember feeling so excited to leave my 20s behind.
Yeah.
I was like, thank the good Lord.
Well, and also, I feel like when you're in your 20s, people really don't take you seriously. You're like, oh, I'm 25. And, like, so, like, even at the gym, I'm, like, one of the younger... I think, like, there are a lot of people in, like, their late 20s, early 30s, but I'm definitely on the younger end of the spectrum.
Yeah.
Some people are always like, oh, you're 25, you're such a baby. And I'm like,
I hated that because when I got out of grad school, I think when I was 25, and then I went right into my first job as a therapist. Well, talk about people who are, I was dealing with parents and teens, right? And I still am. But the parents would look at me and be like, how old are you? And you want to try to counsel my teenager?
Right.
And so they would always ask me like, well, do you have kids? And I hated that question because it was almost like, well, you look too young to be even doing this job. So yeah, I get what you're saying because it was so infuriating. I haven't gotten that question in a long time, so I must not look that young anymore. So yeah, it's an interesting beast.
The anyway, 20s. So that's what, and then my BHAG, can we talk about that acronym for a second?
BHAG.
So when I was in high school, I was in student council. We went to student council camp every summer.
Yeah.
And we would talk about our BHAGs.
What were you?
Directly
were you president?
I was the president of my junior class and vice president of my senior class. It was pretty fun. And my senior class, it was me and my best friend were president and vice president.
Oh.
It was really
how
fun.
How fun would that be?
It was really fun. It was super fun. But now we have to plan all of our high school reunions. Yeah.
Not fun.
Not fun. anyway, but... so this is directly from Mr. Billington at Fairview High School.
Hi, Mr. Billington.
Hi, Mr. Billington. The BHAG, big, hairy, audacious goal.
Lulu uses this on their website.
Really?
Yeah, Lululemon totally stole it from Mr. Billington.
God, Mr. Billington, you should sue.
Sue Lulu.
Yeah, so it's like, I mean, I'm sure he got it from like, you know, some goal setting thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's where that came from. But yeah, so I just decided that I want to be a dietitian.
Awesome.
I do. That's what I'm going to do.
I'm clapping.
But thank you. But I mean, like, you know, it's not that straightforward, unfortunately, and in life, there's this whole brand of going to PA school thing. And, like, if he doesn't get into PA school this year, is he going to go to paramedic school? Or is he going to keep trying to get into PA school? Anyway, so that's up in the air. But, so I decided to give myself, what did I say, 20...
You said 17, until, 18? You said January 1st, 2018.
Okay, so I have 4.5 years.
Yeah.
Oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
3.5 years?
Yeah.
So basically, I would go back and get my second bachelor's in nutrition. Mm-hmm. And then you do, like, a 6-month internship at, in, like, a clinical nutrition program. And then you, like, take this board certification test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So those are my goals.
That is awesome, Claire. Those are really good.
Okay. Your turn.
Okay. Mine is also muscle up. I want to do it by December 31st. I'm pretty close. I have
one. I thought you put that down there, and I was like, Joy put down one day before me. Of course she did.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Oh my gosh, I did not even notice that. That was so not intentional. God, I'm such an ass.
I was like, wow,
Joy. I'm an unintentional asshole. I did not mean that. Oh my gosh, that was like, I'm so competitive.
Yeah, seriously, I saw that and I was like, wow, Joy. Anyway.
Have you been pissed off at me this whole time?
Gosh, I'm so pissed. I'm so passive aggressive.
I think that's one of the many things I love about you, Claire, is you are so not like that at all.
No. If,
like,
I'm pissed at you, you will know.
Yeah.
And our Brandon always says that. Like, he's always like when we, what's an example of, like, when he was talking to me, he would FaceTime me from Honduras, and he'd be like, you know, if you have something else you need to go do, I'd be like, Brandon, if I had something else that I needed to go do, I would tell you.
Yeah.
Like, anyway.
I love it. You're just so straightforward. There's no girl drama here.
No.
Girl drama zone for you. Yeah, free zone.
Exactly. Or deal free zone.
Yeah. So the second one is I have read Daring Greatly and Lean In. So these are two books that I've been dying to read, and I have not made time to read probably in about 2 years. And it's pathetic because I love reading, and these are two books that are super, super important to me. So I'm making it a commitment to read them both by October 1st. Always want to go to the museum. This is another thing. Like, I want to explore my city.
Is
so
that
I
one with the bleeding heart?
Yes, with the heart with the stab and the knife through it. It's kind of sounds morbid.
What is it? The Museum of Contemporary Art?
Yeah, Museum of Contemporary Art. And we live right by it. And every time I pass by it, I'm like, I want to go. So it's one of those things where I want to explore my city. I don't want to, like, be routine.
We should do a double date.
Yeah, let's do it. Okay, yeah. Done. And it's just so close. I can't not.
And they even have this thing, like, on the weekends where they do a happy hour and they, like, serve you booze.
Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you do that? I have completed my therapy dog training with CCI and I'm practicing animal assisted therapy daily by December 1st, 2013. So I probably haven't talked about this at all, but I'm on the wait list to get a facility dog. So for those of you guys who, I don't know who would know this, but I do therapy with teens and adults, or teens and families. And the facility I work with, we have used a therapy dog once a week. So I'm on a list to get a dog full time. So it would be my dog. So we can offer that to more of our clients. So anyway, that's kind of out of my control because I have to be invited to go to the next class.
Right.
And if they have a dog for me, I'm invited.
So this is like you manifesting.
This is me manifesting because I'm like, I really can't wait. So I got put on the wait list back in May. So I've just been waiting for my perfect dog to appear. So that would be me going to Oceanside for 2 weeks and training. And I'm super excited. The next training class is in November. So I'm hoping hoping I get invited.
Yeah.
And then the Denver Rock and Roll Half Marathon, which, this is funny, I was looking, I didn't even, like, do my research. It's $100 to freaking run that race. And I'm like, I am fine shelling out money for races,
right,
but for some reason, I was like, I just don't feel, that doesn't feel good to me. So I am going to look up a different half marathon and
that's
probably...
Not quite as expensive. Or you could do the first descents team for the half marathon.
That's a good idea.
I mean, do, like, a fundraiser team?
That's a good idea. Maybe I'll look into that.
Yeah.
So I might change that goal.
Okay.
And then yoga.
By
my birthday, which is in, like, less than a month. So I really want to do
it? Is it really
yoga.
The 10th?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the last one is to look into, I'm a bit nervous talking about this, to look into getting my PhD in behavioral psych.
Woo!
So I have a master's degree in counseling psychology, and I really have always wanted to get a doctorate, but I just didn't really have a good reason. Well, now I kind of have a good reason. And
what's your good reason?
I think I've been a manager. This sounds so boring, you guys. I'm sorry. I'm like, blah, 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 boring about work. But, like, for the past 2 years, I've been a manager at my job, and I really like the managing part of this business and counseling. And so in the past, I always was doing more clinical, like, just counseling with actual clients. So now that I've been doing like the managing part of it, that's really kind of what you need a PhD for if you want to move on to do like stuff.
Directing
and doing psych hospitals and that type of stuff. So I'm looking into it.
Yay.
And that sounds really huge because it just sounds like it's a BHAG.
Yeah.
Faux show.
How long would that take? It depends, right?
It depends. It'd probably be another 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which
not that bad.
Probably go by really
the
fast.
Scheme of things, really not that bad.
Grand scheme. So yay for us for stretching goals. The hell out of our lives because those are big goals. It felt really good to write them down because I think for you and I, as we talked about, like actually following through is like...
Yeah, actually writing down the goals. So now this is your challenge, guys, this week.
Yep.
Write your goals down. And let us know what they are. And yeah, we would love to share some of your goals on the podcast to keep you accountable.
Yeah, we're gonna ask you guys and keep you accountable and like post it on Facebook for everyone to see so you have no
since you guys now know excuses. All of our goals and are gonna be like, what the F, you didn't run a marathon or whatever, half marathon.
Right. I do. I feel accountable. I feel accountable to you. I feel accountable to our listeners. I'm like, okay, we gotta do this.
Yeah.
And it's been good because I've already been like looking into these things.
Yeah, so and like I've like been like working on ring dips and doing whatever and working on snatches and
Yeah.
Cool.
Go goals.
All right. Well, okay. Now I think we should read that really cute Facebook thing from Rachel.
Rachel. So you guys are the best.
Hi, Rachel.
I know I say this every time.
We really like you.
We really like our
listeners. We really like everybody. And we really like, all of the comments on iTunes are hilarious. And also I loved earlier this week when I asked how people listen. And everyone was like, I listen while I'm cleaning my house or like while I'm, you know, driving to work. And I was like, I think you need some warm fuzzies.
A little warm fuzzies.
Little guys.
Little fuzzies. Thanks, you guys. And Claire doesn't get warm fuzzies.
No, I'm not a warm fuzzy type of person. I'm a cold-hearted bitch, actually. No.
You're just a prickly little girl. So, yeah, I love reading that, too. I was super pumped to see, like, oh, people are cooking. What are you guys making, by the way? I'm really...
Somebody's going to save me some bacon.
Oh, awesome.
Who said that they were going to do that? I'm coming over.
And keep going if you're running right now. Just run another mile. Do it for me.
Keep going.
Do it for
me. Pick up the pace even, actually.
Faster. Come on. Pick it up. Okay, so Rachel wrote us and says, so how many of you guys have had this happen to you? You're with friends, family, coworkers, and they all know you do CrossFit because, let's be real, you talk about it all the time.
Yep.
They know you eat paleo and all that good stuff, but sometimes a girl's got to cheat. And hey, there's some damn good-looking cake over there. You have a piece, and suddenly you have 5 people on you. Oh, I'm going to tell the paleo police. Does your coach know you're eating that? Wow, everyone, look who's eating cake.
That totally does happen.
Totally happens.
Yep. And I just want to be like, I want to slap people and be like, I'm sorry. Were you going to have this piece? Are you worried because now you get less cake because you've been sitting over there eating cake this whole time?
People are just projecting. That's what I think. They just project their crap onto you.
It's true.
So they're just jealous because everybody who does CrossFit looks awesome and eats healthy and they want to do that
obviously.
Too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
How do you handle that?
I don't care.
I should have known you were going to say that. I really just don't care and I eat cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, mm-hmm. I went to the farmer's market yesterday about 10 ears of corn. And somebody was like, is that paleo? And I was like, I'm going to slap you with this corn cob. I'm going to take this corn cob and put it where the sun don't shine if you don't stop yelling at me about my corn.
Just let me eat corn.
It's just so good.
And all the peaches.
This time of year, all the peaches.
Oh, Claire just brought me peaches.
I ate 2 peaches today.
I am going to eat like 5 more today. I already ate one this morning before I taught spin.
Mm-hmm.
And
what's not to love? Let's be honest.
What's not to love?
Anyway.
Okay.
Well, I think that's it for today. Oh, shirts.
Yes.
We're finally ordering shirts today. So if you, or by today, it's Sunday today. So if you haven't gotten your order in, you'll have to wait for the next round. We are going to order a few extras of each size. And, you know, if you wrote in on Facebook and said what size you wanted, that's not a pre-order. So, like, you're not obligated to buy.
Right.
But that also means that we're not going to save one for you. So when we do get them in, be sure to, I'm not sure how we're going to do that yet, PayPal or what.
We'll figure it out.
But when we do get them in, be sure to, if you want one, be sure to be proactive. On the ball. Yeah,
get on it, because we will not be saved.
Yes, limited edition, girls. Got a lot of tanks.
First come, first serve.
All right, cool. Well
thank you guys again. Thank you for the comments. Thank you for all the love being on Facebook and being awesome. And you guys inspire us. You really do. Yeah. Claire and I talk about this all the time of how inspiring it is to hear from you. So subscribe on iTunes. You can find us on Twitter at Girls Gone Wad. Claire wrote it down this time, so you won't have to do it. And Facebook.com/GirlsGoneWad.
And GirlsGoneWadPodcast.com.
Amen.
Yay.
Okay. Have a great day, you guys. Bye. See you next time. Bye.